morning we are carrying on our series, which we're saying it's nearly the end of it now, about being secure in God, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, and knowing the truth of who God really is and who we are in and through him. So today we are looking at the Holy Spirit and our adoption into God's family. And our headline, it might appear up there, if the slides come, is I am God's child. And there is a rather lovely picture of adoption there. That puppy was not naturally in that family, but it's very well and truly been adopted. So our focus this morning is on the Holy Spirit's role in our adoption. But I just thought it was worth saying at the start that all of God, kind of the whole Trinity, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, are involved in bringing us into God's family. Karina and I did a talk on this once before, and I'm stealing from that. But Ephesians 1, 4-5 tells us that God chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. And in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. So God had a plan for a family with you and me in it, right from before the world was even created, and it made him really happy. And I think that's amazing. How cool is that? And he made this happen kind of through Jesus. What Jesus did for us on the cross means that we are accepted into God's family. But today we are looking specifically at the Holy Spirit's role and what he does as part of us being adopted into God's family. And this is some of what the Bible tells us about that. Can we have the next slide? The true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them. The Spirit that we received is not a spirit that makes us slaves again and causes us to fear. The Spirit that we have makes us God's chosen children. And with that Spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father. And the Spirit himself speaks to our spirits and makes us sure that we are God's children. If we are God's children, we will get the blessings God has for his people. He will give us all that he has given Christ, but we must suffer like Christ suffered. Then we will be able to share his glory. We know that in everything, God works for the good of those who love him. These are the people God chose because that was what was his plan. God knew them before he made the world, and he decided that they would be like his son. Then Jesus would be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. That's us. God planned for them to be like his son. He chose them and made them right with him. And after he made them right, he gave them his glory. And that's in Romans 8, verses 14 to 17 and 28 to 30. So, can I have the next slide as well? Because the other thing that it made me think about when I was thinking about the Holy Spirit was this bit in Ephesians 1, 13 to 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance. And there's one more, which I think is a repeat of what we've already seen. Yeah, the Spirit doesn't make us slaves to fear. He's the one who lets us call out, Abba, Father, and makes us sure that we are God's children. We read that in the bigger bit. So the Holy Spirit kind of seals the deal and allows us to call God Daddy. And that the first bit that kind of struck me out of those verses was the bit about being sealed with the Holy Spirit. And it made me think of something. Naomi, are you going to come and show them what it made me think of? Yeah, okay. So it made me think of this. Can you tell everybody, what is that, Naomi? Do you know what that is? You've seen it. Do you know what it is? Okay, shall I tell you and then you can show them how it works? So, this is my name stamp. It says Alford on it. That's quite hard to see at the moment because it's got a lot of ink on it. And it has a picture of a penguin on it, just so you can be sure which Alfords it belongs to, okay? In case there are more Alfords, this is the penguin Alfords. And I have an ink pad. That's here. Do you want to hold that up for them? With ink that doesn't wash off, that I use with this. And I use it to stamp things that belong to our family. Can you, if you get it out, Naomi, you could. Do you want to get the ink pad out and you can stamp something? Go and get one of those pieces of paper. Oh, I should have said, there are some resources down here that run alongside what we are talking about this morning. If you would like one, I should have said that before now. They are not age exclusive. If you would like one, they are just to help you doodle, make notes, think about what we're talking about. So do go and grab one if you'd like one. Do you want to use one of those pieces of paper to show them how it works? So basically, I use it to stamp things that belong to us. So particularly school uniform. If you see something with this stamp or seal on it, you know it belongs in our family. And, oh yeah, go on then, hold it up so you can see. Look, there we go. The Penguin Olfords. There you go. Ta-da! Right, thank you, Naomi. You can put that down. So, just stick it up there. It's fine. Oh, my goodness, everything's falling down. Now, this is what happens when you have too many things, isn't it? So, you know that it belongs to us. And if something goes missing, you will find me searching through the lost property at school for the cardigan or the polo shirt or the PE top or whatever it is that has with my stamp on it, because actually it belongs to me. I value it and I want it back. I want it. It matters to me if it's not where it should be. And it kind of made me think a bit about God, that he has sealed us or marked us with the Holy Spirit. We belong to his family, and we know that he is a seeker of lost things. It matters to him that we're in the right place. Jesus tells stories about seeking lost things and going to find the things that belong to him and should come back. So I'm going to hand over to Rebecca at this point, and she's going to share a bit of how this relates to her own story.
Thanks. So while Maria and I were brainstorming ideas for today, we considered how adoption relates to being chosen, but also to choosing back. So this is really personal to me. I grew up in a non-religious household. Like many families, we chose to celebrate traditional Christian events like Christmas and Easter, but both were less about celebrating the birth and resurrection of Jesus and more about presents and chocolate. I always had a sense of there being a much bigger picture. On a basic level, I knew I believed in God, but I didn't know about him. As an adult, I investigated and researched and learned as much as I could about God before I made a decision, and I chose God. But the incredible thing that I came to realize over the years since then is that it wasn't just my choice. It wasn't all up to me to choose him. He also chose me. He found me when I was lost. I had no clue about the bigger picture then, no idea about the path he had placed me on. And the day I committed myself to God, a good friend wrote in my Bible for me. My slide. She wrote, or she signposted, sorry, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And she reminded me to believe it every day and that the angels were happy. God had chosen me. He has chosen me to be part of his family. He always had me in his sights. I've always been his daughter. And although I have not always been aware of it, he has always been my father. And so back to me.
Becca's going to come from there some more with us in a bit. I know, it's good, isn't it? So I'm just going to come back to my name stamp for a minute, because while it's helpful in some ways to start us thinking about what it means to be chosen and belong to God, it doesn't actually give us the full picture. It's kind of limited, because we know, and we were reminded about this by Chris just a few weeks ago, that the Holy Spirit isn't a thing. He isn't, you know, an object. He's a person. He's not just a rubber stamp to say we belong to God's family. He isn't just a labelling exercise. He's about helping us to have a relationship with God and helping us know Jesus and what he's like, which Norman talked to us about a few weeks ago. In those verses I read before, it says the Holy Spirit helps us to call God Abba, Father, Daddy. It's not just about being kind of marked, you're mine. It's about a special relationship, and the sealing bit is just a sign of the truth of that relationship that you're in. Like giving someone a wedding ring is a sign of the kind of an outward sign of the truth of the relationship that exists between you. So because the Holy Spirit helps us in our family relationship with God, one of the things he does is he helps to make us like our Father, to kind of to take on the family characteristics and habits. It's like that in our natural families. I'm sure you can think, in fact, tell me now, is there something that you know that's part of who you are that has come from your parents, your grandparents? Shout them out. If there's something you know you do, you say, a way you, whatever things I want to hear, they can be as random as they are. Nobody wants to say anything. Go on. Oh, Heather's inherited her cooking. Who did you inherit that from, Heather? From her mum? Yeah. Gardening. Who was that from, Liz? Sorry? Who did? From your mum as well. These mums have, they're marvellous things, mums. What can I say? Anybody else? Go on, Andy. Oh, the joy of railways, yes. Where did you inherit that from, Andy?
Oh, my father, my grandfather.
Oh, it goes back for generations, the joy of railways. There we are. There is much joy to be found in railways, isn't there, Elijah? Go on, Mary. Oh, where did you inherit being able to draw? I'm very jealous of that as a thing you've inherited. From your mum. There we go. Yeah, there are lots of things. There are things that I know that I say that are just like my mum. I'm not an octopus, you know. My mum used to say all the time when we were children, and now I find that I say it to my children. They're like, can you do this? I am not an octopus, you know. One that she never used to say, but I say a lot, and maybe my children will say it, is I'm not a bin. I never knew that I would say that as much as I say as a mother, but there we go. Who knew? So, yeah, there are all sorts of things that we inherit. And this is what the Holy Spirit does. He helps us to be more and more like our Father God. He brings out that family likeness in us. Because even though we weren't naturally part of God's family, we have been chosen to be in his family. And the Holy Spirit helps us to grow in those family characteristics: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, so that we become more like our Daddy God. Some of those, I definitely need the Holy Spirit's help in more than others. So being adopted into God's family really changes our identity, who we are and what we're like. A long time ago, it feels like a long time ago now, I used to be a social worker, and I worked on lots of adoption cases over the years, lots and lots. And one of the things that I used to find really interesting is that when you are adopted in this country, you get a brand new birth certificate. So it might appear on the screen. It's a very bad scan of it, but I've got the real one here as well. This is Naomi's birth certificate. That is a really bad scan of it. You won't see the things on there. If you could see that, because I've done a really bad job of scanning that, then you would see, and you can have a look afterwards to check it's true, that Naomi's name is on there. Her first name's Naomi Beatrice. Her surname's on there, Alford. And then down here, there's a bit that's got my name and surname as her mum, and where I was born, and Julian's full name and surname, and where he was born as her dad. And so when you are adopted, you usually get a new surname. You might also get new first names written onto your birth certificate. But also what they put on there is they put your adoptive parents' names on there instead of mine and Julian's, if Naomi was being adopted, whoever was adopting her. So say Sim and Laura decided to adopt Naomi. Naomi would get a new birth certificate, and on there it would say that Sim and Laura were her parents. It wouldn't say that Julian and I were. And it's like you get kind of born again, like you get a whole new birth into a new family. And there are real parallels in that, I think, between how God brings us into his family. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. And that's the real truth about being adopted into God's family. That's what the Holy Spirit makes a reality in us, that we are completely new in him when he brings us into his family in that way. And Rebecca's going to share some more about that with us.
Yeah, me again. Okay, so one of the phrases I tried really hard to avoid when I became a Christian was the phrase born again. I didn't think of myself as being reborn. Surely I was the same person. I had just accepted God into my life, but I hadn't considered that he would be my father. Looking back, I know now that I had completely missed the point, something that I started to understand more as I grew in faith. I was also thinking about traits that we inherit from our families. Someone told me the other day I sound just like my mum. I inherited a baking gene from my granddad, along with a love of learning. I inherited my height and my eyesight, unfortunately, from my nanny. I was born with these traits in me, but some traits we learn rather than inherit. My love of music comes from my stepdad. And it continues on through the generations. My children have disappeared, but Annabelle looks like I did when I was a child, and she always likes to be right. Arthur looks a lot like my sister, and he is super emotional, which he got that from me as well. I look at them sometimes and think, whoa, you are just like me. But what about the other traits that I've inherited from my adoptive father? I've been thinking a lot recently about grace and forgiveness, and these are things that I am working on. But I have kindness and acceptance of others and an open-minded approach to life. I try hard not to judge or to gossip. I may not have noticed it at the time, but I have changed since I became a Christian. I used to be materialistic, shallow, not good at sharing or not including other people. I loved gossip magazines and reality TV, but none of that was important anymore. It all fell away. Instead, I gained a spiritual inheritance that surpasses all else. Paul says in Romans, Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Like any family, there are good times, which we share in celebrating, and bad times when we pull together and support each other. God is with us through all of these, and as a spiritual family, we can share in these times together. The relationship that I have with God takes work. It's not second nature to share my problems with him, to ask him for help and guidance. But we keep working on it, striving to be better, to be who he wants us to be. And sometimes we will make mistakes. Sometimes we make bad choices, but who doesn't? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We are God's children. He loves us unconditionally, so much that he sent his son to save us. So to finish, if there's anyone with us today who hasn't yet accepted God as their father, this might be the sign that you have been waiting for. The perfect moment where you realize you found your family, the place that you belong, where you can be accepted. The realization that you, like all of us, are a child of God. So I'm going to go back to Maria for a response.
Okay, so if that is you, then please do talk to someone at the end and let someone pray with you, because it would be great to have you as part of the family. And